Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, can we get business out of it? We first talk about, you're eligible to have a contract extension now. How are things going with that? And would you like to get something done and stay with the Sabres?
Yeah, no. I think Kevin talked about it yesterday. It's something that we've been talking about. Honestly, I've been just letting my agents handle all the talking, and everyone in here knows. I love Buffalo. I love being a Buffalo Sabre, and I would love to be here long term.
Kevin used the term good, productive conversations yesterday. As far as your talk with your agents, would that be what they've been telling you?
Yeah, no, it's been good. I mean, I don't think it's been a rush on either side. I think it's been taking our time, and obviously the market's shifting, and I know Kevin touched on that, and we're just kind of just seeing how everything plays out, and but it's been good, productive talks.
Are you for or against talking during the season? I know some guys like to put it away when there's no games or anything going on.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I just my agents will handle all that. It's not like I'm going up and meeting one-on-one with Kevin or anything and negotiating the contract myself, and I don't want anything to be a distraction. I'm just going to be focusing on playing hockey and doing everything in my power to make sure that I'm not a distraction.
How are you feeling right now? You've been rehab skating, I guess?
Yeah, no, I'm feeling great. It was just a minor little thing that kind of snuck up on me right before camp, and I think we just wanted to make sure I didn't jump back too soon, and should be skating with the team in the next couple of days, but progressing really nicely, and nothing that I've been too concerned about, just something that was bugging me last week and snuck up on me there.
Alex, when you look at this situation, it's not like you're an unsigned RFA out of camp. It's an extension talk. How much does that allow you to just, get ready for the season, and it's not nearly the distraction that players in different situations would have?
Yeah, no, like you said, I have a contract. I'm a Buffalo Sabre until someone else tells me otherwise, and I'm going to do everything in my power to be the best person and player I can be for the Buffalo Sabres, and I'm pretty good at shutting out all the outside noise and just focusing on the day-to-day tasks, and right now I've obviously been rehab skating, and I've been focusing on that, and I'll be focusing on my first preseason game whenever that comes around and into the regular season, so... the contract talks are on the back burner, honestly, in my mind, with my priorities right now. My priority is to be ready for game one and to be the best I can be for game one.
What do you see with this team now? You've turned over probably 35% of the team. As you see the locker room and you see this team moving forward, what do you see now from the Buffalo Sabres as we go forward?
Yeah, obviously there's been some changes. That happens when you don't have success in this league, and there's going to be changes each year no matter what team you are. And honestly, I'm just really excited. Some of the new guys have come in and really impressed me. They've fit in the locker room really well right away. I think it's going to be a really good year. I honestly think that guys who have been here, I think, are going to have some career years and are going to be looking to make jumps in their careers and in their game. And the new guys we brought in, I think, are going to mesh well with us and fit into our style, play really well, and help us win games.
With the contract, I'm curious how you've kind of navigated the emotions of it all and, like, tried to maybe even separate those a little bit. It's such a life-changing decision, and the money, I assume, will be life-changing for you and your family and those around you. Like, how have you tried to navigate all that?
You know what? Honestly, it's easier than you think, especially when you got two kids under two at home, and your focus is really when you're at the rink. I mean, at home too, I'm also focused on hockey and taking care of myself. But if I'm really good at separating that, and work and home life is different. So when I'm here, like I said, I'm just focused on playing hockey. When I'm at home, I'm focused on being with my kids. And if I need to have a conversation with my agent, a lot of times it's happening in the car ride home or something like that. So honestly, it's good. I mean, I keep everything pretty close. I think I have a close-knit group. My wife and I talk, and if we need to talk, we do it. But it's not something that we talk about every day. And it really just focusing on playing. Honestly, that's the biggest thing. Is just I'm really grateful and I'm really blessed to be in the position that I am. Honestly, and it's something that I don't take for granted. And whatever happens with this, I'm going to be really happy and really excited because I get to wake up and play the game that I love playing. And honestly, that means the most is that and my family.
You knew what kind of season you had last year. How much did the Olympic camp invitation kind of give you affirmation that people on the outside Buffalo saw the kind of season you had last year?
Yeah, honestly, my eyes, it still wasn't good enough. I think I made improvements from the first half of the year, second half of the year. I thought I finished strong, and I want to continue to grow on that. The invitation was incredible. It was great going out and going to Michigan and being with those guys. I know a lot of guys in that room. I've played against pretty much all of them. I played against all of them. I played with a lot of them too, and it was good to see those guys and catch up. And that's a big goal for me this year, is to try to make that team, and that's something that really that would mean a lot to me.
Alex, what do you take from that Olympic orientation experience, being around that caliber of players, bring Black, apply to the season, and apply to the pursuit of an Olympic spot?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it was just information. A lot of it was just being around the guys, getting familiarity. And but I mean, there was some definitely serious talks about what we need to do. Like, if you're on that team, what you need to do to help bring back a gold medal. And you see all these guys and how seriously they take it. I mean, these guys there's Stanley Cup winners, there's future Hall of Famers in there, and you just kind of like take little bits and pieces from them and just see how they are and see how they carry themselves. And just to be a part of that group really meant a lot to me. And but that's definitely not the end goal, is mostly to make it.
What were some of the things that they told you to do that's going to take to win an Olympic medal for this team?
I mean, it's a lot. I mean, it's the best on best. I mean, I've been lucky enough to pull on that USA jersey and to play on the world stage, and I want to do it again. And it's going to take everyone in there to do it. And that's what they talked about, is you have to be your best and you have to play that team mentality. And you might be in a role on your NHL team, and you're not going to be in that role, because there's a lot of first power play guys out there, and there can't be 20 first power play guys in that room. So you're going to have to play a little bit different role. And that was something that I think the U.S. team did a really good job of in the Four Nations. Obviously, they were one goal away from winning that tournament. But I think the Olympics is a whole other animal. It's going to be something that it's going to be a lot more pressure. I mean, I thought they did a really good job of kind of leading into that tournament and showing how much people care about playing for their country. And it's the entire world now. And so it's it means even that much more.
What did it mean to see the job Tage did in the Worlds and to see him get that gold and win the gold medal?
It was good. I was texting him the first couple of games. I said, you got to score a goal. He was struggling a little bit. But, no, it was awesome. I was keeping up with him, and I was talking with him. And, man, it was awesome to see him do that. I was a little jealous, honestly, to see him be able to go out and play. I really wanted to. If I didn't, I had some complications with my son being born, and he came a little early and had some medical complications, but or else I would have been there with the team. I really wish I would have had a gold medal with those guys, but he was awesome, and to be able to get that gold medal goal, I think it was really cool for him. It was just an awesome thing to see, and I'm really happy for him.
So are you excited to see what Josh Norris can bring to your top six? You guys didn't get a chance to play with him because of injury when he showed up. Are you excited to add him to the top six now?
Yeah. No, that's an easy answer there. It's definitely a big yes. Yeah, a lot. I mean, he's a really highly skilled, just a unbelievable two-way. I really think he's got a really good two-way center ability to him, but he's got this high-end offensive talent that I think that injuries have prevented him from really showing the league. And I think to get a guy like that is going to increase our offense and just our confidence as a full unit up front. And I think he's going to bring a lot. I think he's going to be really good in the power play. I think that brings a lot of security there. And he's been excellent on the power play for Ottawa in the past, and I think he's going to be incredible for us.
What can having full year of Lindy do for you guys and the understanding of the expectations and just what he wants, and maybe vice versa for him? I mean, him getting to know you guys, what can that do for you, having that full year?
Yeah, comfortability definitely helps. Understanding how a coach operates day to day, I think it's taking away the unknowns. You know what to expect each and every day. You know what he expects, and vice versa. And so I think it's gonna help our group. Especially with guys who haven't gone through too many coaching changes and in situations like that, guys have been early in their career. We're a pretty young team, so we got a good amount of them. So to see that, I think it'll help us a lot. I think we'll get off to a lot better start in the season, and I mean that's huge. I think the start last year was nowhere near where we wanted it to be, and so having that comfortability and that experience with a coach, I think will help a lot.
Also, in that same vein, you know, having an entire training camp in your own backyard as opposed to having to pack up after a week and go to Europe and relocate everything, how is that going to help this team kind of bring together its values and philosophies?
Yeah, I mean, it was a great experience last year. We had an incredible time. I thought it was a really good team bonding experience, but it definitely will help. I think we started off the season a little slow, even coming back and trying to get the time change and everything and our jet lag out of there. And then we were playing against teams who were just already in into the full season. We only played two, and it was a little bit of a different situation, and we didn't do well with it. And I think that it'll help us having several preseason games at home and having that, like I said, comfortability with the training camp and going through it and having the good conditioning and the good preseason games under our belt and then getting right into the season with the rest of the league.
You mentioned the two-way play needed for being on the Olympic team and Josh's two-way play and all that. What did it mean for you to get Selke votes in consideration last season?
Yeah, it was cool. It was a great honor. I want to be better this year. I want to get more. I want to be considered a top five Selke candidate if I can. That's the type of game that I really try to play each and every game, and that's something that I take great pride in. That's something that I'm working towards to be better at too. I think I could be even better, and hopefully I continue to get more votes as the years go on, and hopefully I have a really two-way season this year.
How much of a chip on your shoulder guys have to have? I know the guys who have been here are sick of not being in the playoffs. Just how much do you have to almost start the season with that chip on your shoulder?
Yeah, I mean, no one's going to hand it to you. These teams aren't going to, here, let's say, hey, I don't want to be in the playoffs this year. There's 32 teams battling for spots in the playoffs each and every year, and the teams that have been in it for several years, they don't want to give it up. And the teams like Florida aren't going to stop trying to win cups just because they won the last two. And those are teams that we have to look at, learn from, understand what they do on a day-to-day basis, how they play the game, and try to be better from it. And these are guys that we're going to be competing with every single day. And so having that chip on your shoulder, understanding that success hasn't been in this organization for a few years now, and we can't carry the entire weight of the drought on our shoulders. We can't let these, especially the young guys, come in and be like, oh, I have to be the one to turn this around. But at the same time, we have to be the ones to turn this around.
How's your son doing?
Good, really good now. Yeah, he had a little bit of, he came 3 weeks early, had some underdeveloped lungs. He was on an intubator and a chest tube for about 2.5 weeks, but he's healthy, he's happy, he's over 17 pounds at 4 months, so he's a unit. The big boy. Yeah, tough carrying him around all throughout the day. Now I'm hoping he crawls soon.
Last one here.
When you're kind of thinking about this, you know, you mentioned you want to be here long term. How confident? I know how important winning is to you. Like, how confident are you that you can do that here?
Very. I think the group that we have in front of us, I think, can get the job done. We're going to keep growing each and every day as a full team. I don't think I've hit my potential. I don't think guys like even Jason Zucker, who's the oldest guy on the team, has hit his potential. I think he's got more to give, and I think he knows that. And then you got a guy like Zach Benson going into his third year. He knows he's got more to give, and it goes down the entire line. I think everyone in the locker room knows they have more to give, and they want to give it. They want to come in and work each and every day. And so I'm really confident that we can win with this group that we have. And it's never going to be perfect. There will be changes throughout the year. Guys get called up, guys get injured, maybe trades happen. You never know what will happen, but all you can focus on is the day ahead of you and being the best version of yourself, and that's what we're pushing hard for this year. And I think there's a lot of internal competition, which is really good. I think that brings the best out in us, because we wouldn't be in this league if we weren't competitive, honestly, each and every one of us. So that's something that I think will be really good, and I think each and every guy will be pushing to be the best version of themselves.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.